Public Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Okay, I hear the music fading out there. I presume it's fading out, yeah. Sounds like a squeaky old record. Okay, we're talking to Bill in Wisconsin. Carry on, Bill, you were saying, yeah?
Yeah, I was the Scripple. Is he out of the hospital?
Oh, yeah, and very. He's recovering well. His daughter is recovered and out of the hospital. And you're quite right. The British Security Service were absolutely contradicted. It wasn't a Novichok thing. It was a thing called BZ, another thing. And absolutely nobody from that restaurant or the bar they're in before have been interviewed. They're all being kept under wraps. Nobody from the restaurant. So it's very suspicious to have that go on here in Britain. It really is.
Well, the other thing that I find troubling coming out of England is when you get these little children like Charlie Gard, and I forget what this new little fella that died. You know, your system, my goodness, that they won't allow, that they make the decision for the parents, and, you know, we're going to pull the plug on your child. This is just unconscionable.
Yeah, Alfie Evans. Yeah, well, that did get massive publicity here. I had a woman come on to me from a friend of Tom DeWeese saying could get publicity. It's got wall-to-wall coverage from the beginning, but that child has horrendous injuries. He would have faded away anyway, I have to say on that. But that particular hospital has a bad reputation, Alder Hey. It was caught harvesting the organs of dead babies illegally a few years ago, and it has a bad reputation. But, no, that child has horrendous injuries, a deteriorating brain that can't be retrieved. There is no medicine in the world for that. So he slipped away today.
I'm somewhat familiar with, you know, the injuries that result from vaccines. And I'm wondering if he was 23 months, you know, he probably, and it's probably mandated under the British system, is it not?
Well, no, it's not compulsory. We don't have compulsory vaccinations here, but certainly this station, RBN, are you kidding? We have been, and lots of people, including the previous broadcaster, Al Whitney, and others have been highlighting the horrors of vaccinations for years now. We've been hitting that very hard. But I warn people in my own life, never, never, never take a vaccination. And if you do or are lucky enough to do that, you can be detoxed somewhat of it. But vaccinating a young child is a horrendous scenario, it really is.
Well, you know, I'm a local official here. They put me on the Board of Health. And the doctor that is on this Board of Health now is that's nice about him, not much. But he just got a book out where he had a chapter in there. It's under CDC, Centers for Disease Creation, I call it, in our country. And he's got a chapter in there on the myths and realities of vaccine injuries. And I said to him the other night at the meeting, finally, you're going to talk about some of the realities. And I know where he's coming from. It's just, and they're headed for what we have here in the state of California under Senate Bill 277, where the children in schools have to have the vaccinations. There's mandate. It's mandatory. And, you know, I think we're going to be seeing it in a lot of other states, and I know I saw a show recently on Wisconsin public television, and the gal was talking about how they're going to implement it. They call it policy, okay? Policy, which means they'll pass a law, you have to do it, or, your children can't go to the school. They shouldn't be there anyway. The schools are, you know, propaganda instruments and turning out all these brainwashed kids. But, you know, this is, it's totalitarianism coming down the road, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, it's that's why I cannot but read out the things I read out here. It's a non-stop deluge. And I'm one of the other books that I'm preparing here is we are being attacked on 27 areas of our life, which is just about everything. And it's all coming out of Agenda 21. And the military-industrial complex has control of medicine through the pharmaceutical industry. And it is a mob run gangster. The first ever program I did on this station 2.5 years ago was reading out the criminal convictions of the pharmaceutical industry, and it took an hour to read them out. And they're fined, they write a massive check. The biggest fine ever was $1.5 billion against GlaxoSmithKline over vaccination and drugs that weren't tested. They pay the fine and continue on. So the CDC...
That's a drop in the bucket to what they're making.
Yeah, yeah, sure. But it's absolutely here it is here. Former CDC, as you were talking there, I was looking for articles here of the many. Time to expose MD Julie Gerberding, former CDC director, for her role in, connected with the Merck drug company.
Right. It's a revolving door.
Absolutely, it is. Yeah, it's hardly a week passes by that I don't read out an article about that. Yeah. Indeed, but all we do is kind of keep up the fight. But people have to organize locally and take their neighborhood, their county back, their state back, and that was it. But it's a hell of a battle on so many levels. That's
The other thing that, you know, you're coming in a lot clearer tonight. That's good. And I appreciate your bumper music. I like Mr. Ackerbilt.
Yeah, the top of the program is called Soul Coaxing. That's by a French guy. It's called Soul Coaxing. It used to be a theme music on television. And Ackerbilt, Only You, which Stranger on the Shore, and there's another one in there. That's
You that's can tell my age, huh?
Well,
listen,
good
talking with you, PJ.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. Talk to you soon. Okay, thanks a lot.
You bet. Okay. Bye-bye.
Right. But as Bill in Wisconsin was saying, come to later on a story about this. There's one every week about the CDC directors. They're absolute hardcore criminals. And Kim went on chemtrails, and vaccinating animals is a big problem. And public parks being sprayed with Roundup. I mean, the worst place to bring your dog or pet is a public park. I mean, it's shocking. Mike Adams has done a major story last year. I read it out. About the percentage of that Roundup sprayed in public parks. It's a death trap for animals and young children down at low levels. It really is. But I just finished a story on this appalling attack on a 14-year-old by a police officer, and he's allowed to retire and just leave the force. Absolute thuggery on a shocking scale. The decision from prosecutors not to hold Bryant, this thug police officer in Broward County, Florida, accountable, has Yuri Ortosky, Andrew's father, speaking out. In an interview with the Miami Herald, Yuri said that the officers have permission to abuse children and noted that his son is not a violent person, certainly not. The incident began last year after Andrew was arrested for joyriding in his dad's vehicle and sent to Broward Regional Juvenile Detention Center. According to Bryant, who was investigated by Fort Lauderdale Police for the beating caught on film, he was forced to break the skinny 120-pound boy's nose because he failed to comply with an order to stand against the wall and be beaten again. The encounter began while Andrew, a young 14-year-old, and another juvenile detainee were in some sort of altercation. Bryant told Andrew to stand against the wall, but he did not immediately comply. Bryant claimed that Andrew became combative and punched him. However, the video does not appear to show this. According to a report on the incident, Andrew became combative that Bryant redirected him to the ground. According to Bryant, this is the report said the single punch was delivered in order to gain compliance and was reasonable, really. And the article goes on and on and on. But Tuggish police, just every other week. And another story later on today, an unarmed black guy shot dead in his own car. Father of two. On a similar story, by virtue of which he mentioned vaccinations, I'll just take this one on vaccinating animals. It's a disgusting study finds that animal vaccines have no safeguards against contamination and contribute to serious pet diseases like cancer. And Tracy Watson wrote in this article, most of us are incredibly attached to our pets. As such, we do everything we can to prevent them from getting ill, including getting them vaccinated at the intervals recommended by the schedules we receive from the veterinarians. Well, that's a racket, a total racket. Anybody complies with that. And what we might not realize, however, is that getting them vaccinated, we may be exposing them to very dangerous retroviruses, some of which have been linked to cancer and other fatal animal diseases. A study recently published in the journal Biologicals entitled Indigenous Retroviruses as Potential Hazards for Vaccines warns that the way which animal vaccines are manufactured leaves them vulnerable to contamination by retroviruses which are present in the master seed stock of the cells used in their production. The manufacture of both human and animal vaccines is dependent on the use of live human and animal cells as seed stock. Unfortunately, as noted by Green Med Info, that is a very good site, which has developed into an extremely good site, and they've made an alliance with, I can't pronounce the guy who owns Sajid somebody, but Green Med Info, just folks. .com is making an alliance with Natural News and Mike Adams, and that's a very good news because they're two very good sites, very good sources of very good comprehensive information. Many of these cells, they're saying that they're contaminating the animals. Many of these cells are contaminated with indigenous retroviruses when animal vaccines that have been created using contaminated cells are injected into our furry friends. These illnesses can be handed over along with vaccine normal contents. The study, which was conducted by but anyway, this is going into very technical stuff here. Animal vaccinations, another absolute racketeering racket. The only one I have today on chemtrails, which aren't polluting us. Bill Z is writing this. Doctors warn about chemtrail lung, a new health epidemic causing brain and lung problems across the society. I don't know why people are not on the streets in America protesting against this appalling criminality in the medical profession and on chemtrails, which are doing such shocking damage to people's health. The article is saying here about lung damage from chemtrails. The existence of chemtrails used to be a topic of debate, but they are now being more widely acknowledged by experts like meteorologists and scientists. It's becoming increasingly difficult to deny that they exist, as more and more people are coming down with illnesses related to chemtrails. When TV host Rachel Renstrata had trouble overcoming a persistent cough accompanied by aches, pains, and fever, she visited a doctor. After chest x-rays revealed a type of bronchitis, she was given antibiotics, which only seemed to make her feel worse. Your symptom pharmaceutical drug, that's all GPs do, all day, every day. Her doctor told her that lots of bacterial infections are going around, and when she asked him where they are coming from, he told her the truth that many doctors wouldn't dare reveal to their patients. Chemtrails are at the heart of widespread lung problems right now. Surprised by this candor, she asked if she could videotape him talking about the phenomenon. You could see the video below. The unnamed doctor appears just before the 8-minute mark. Okay, reference further down. The doctor says he witnessed hundreds of Californians suffering from this problem, which he called chemtrail lung. He says an emerging problem that has been that's being faced all around the world with the toxic gases, chemicals, virus particles, heavy metals, and other gases that are being sprayed into the atmosphere. Well, if there's somebody, if you live close to a motorway, what you call a freeway in the United States, and I forgot where they have a school near a motorway, well, those children are going to get respiratory diseases. And this same doctor added that it is particularly bad when where this girl, Ranstrata, lives in California, thanks to the area's proximity to Palmdale Airport. That the area's topography and the San Ananda winds make the problem worse. And the fact that many of the nation's most polluted cities are found in California doesn't help. In addition, he cites from gases from fracking as contributes to the problem along with antibiotics. And none of this fracking is necessary. The world is overflowing with natural gas. North America has enough natural gas for a couple of hundred years from Canada alone. I mean, they just don't need to do fracking. And sponsor solution from CWC Labs. I think that's Mike Adams' thing. Interestingly, this woman called Ranstrata symptoms initially pointed to the flu. When she told her doctor that she hadn't got the flu shot, he was relieved. In the video, you can also see the courageous doctor and admitting that he does not recommend the flu shot except for a select few, and even then he advises against getting it every year. He points out that scientists basically guess what to include in each year's vaccine, and some years it's less than 20% effective. He feels it doesn't benefit patients and they are better off being proactive about health and prevention than relying on flu shots. And he goes on to say, both the doctor and his patient here, Ranstrata, are risking their careers by talking publicly about this controversial issue. I can only hope that their courage will inspire others to speak out. Okay. I say not everybody on earth breathes unsafe air. That's something we do have here in Britain. We do not have chemtrails. Pretty good air in most places outside of London. There again, we're all going to be penalised and treated like criminals. A guy driving a diesel car, they are pushing us all to buy diesel cars 10, 15 years ago, and now it's totally wrong. We have to get biofuel cars, etc., and electric cars. Well, the joke of it is, big joke, if 15% of the cars in the UK were electric, the national grid would collapse every day. That's the facts. Okay, we have a caller, Mike in Kentucky. Hello.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Go
Hello.
Ahead. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Is my sound quality okay? I mean, these cell phones, I hate them, but there's a digital delay in them, too. But from what I've heard, if people have looked at it, and maybe it's biased research by the auto industry, but when you park one of these brand-new electric cars on the car lot, it already has the equivalent of 8 years worth of emissions, you know, carbon emissions over that of a conventional gasoline-powered car. France, and I think in China, both by 2035, are trying to phase out all their mm-hmm. gasoline-powered passenger cars. Did you just mention that?
Yeah, I did. Well, all that carry on is posturing by politicians who get scientists to write for a fee, you know. Today you can hire a scientist like you hire a taxi. And they'll write for you. They'll write to order. That's how bad it is in science.
Well, I think it's an investment bubble that they're trying to pop up on all these metals that are required to make these batteries. I think they're doing that. That's what they're doing.
Indeed. Hang on there. We go to this break, and I'll come back to you after the break. Okay, hang on. Okay.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and good buy. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, and we're coming back after the break, and we're talking to Mike in Kentucky. You're the same Mike I was emailing. You're emailing each other on hemp, is that right?
Yeah, I was trying to give you a basic outline of some of the topics, but my internet connection is really horribly unreliable. It took me probably 45 minutes or longer to try to type that with, you know, going back and correcting it, because I get letter substitutions and spaces show up. But what I was going to talk to you about was chemtrails. I have pretty good basic evidence, you know, screenshots of search results, where I had a video that I posted on YouTube back in about, I'm thinking it was 2009, and then when I joined Facebook in 2011, when I posted it, or 2010, when I posted it online, they lost, the address got changed, you know. But Google, I could search DuckDuckGo. I could use a start page, which start page was powered by Google back then. But Google was suppressing my video called Say Boo to Contrails. The exact title was Say Boo to Contrails. And no matter which way I typed that in, it would not show up. And even on the video search results tab, it would be like two, three pages down. I had other videos show up.
I've been through the A to Z of, because we were attacked on Skype. I was particularly, I think, called a red hat attack. But I've been through the A to Z of internet phone lines, et cetera, the last year, unbelievably. But it sounds like you're being attacked directly on that. But the mechanisms they use would be Facebook. Do you need to be on Facebook?
I am on Facebook.
But there's other ways to communicate other than Facebook. But just regarding chemtrails, first of all, Jim Lee. ClimateViewer.com. Are you familiar with that site? That's about the best site in the world you'll get on chemtrails. ClimateViewer.com. Are you familiar with that?
The climate history page is really good for all the...
But you answer me on that. On that site, have you been on that site, climateviewer.com?
No, I haven't.
Well, you're missing out on a massive. It's not my subject as such, but that entire Jim Lee has put 10 and more years into that site. It's outstanding. The graphics are unbelievable. If you write that down, climateviewer.com, and he's got two related sites, you will get the most stunning information you'll ever be seeking about the whole debacle of chemtrails. And it's not just chemtrails, they're operating from the ground as well.
There's all kind of fantastic stuff they've talked about for weather modification for a long time, you know, with the big...
100 years. Weather modification has been going on for literally 100 years, and they have perfected now. It's a form of warfare.
I think sort of the Lone Ranger from back in the black and white days where I think a town was suffering drought, and they used a cannon to shoot sulfur into the clouds. I mean, that's, you know... Mm-hmm. That's depicting, you know, post-Civil War America, and it's in the 50s when the episode happened. But
yeah, the word they use to sanitize is seeding clouds, right? Sounds like a big thing. Well, most likely the long-term droughts, excessive droughts in the main, are largely caused by the MO, the Ministry of Defense, experimenting with stuff and flash and flare and all the rest. There was one in Alberta.
Yep. There was a British couple that took Google to town. It took them 9 years of court battle for suppressing their business and their search results, and they just won a big verdict last fall. I think it was something huge, like, I don't know, €1.5 billion or something. It was a huge amount of money won. It took them nine. I would think that would be something that people could jump on board and do class action with that being as a... precedent, even if you had to go to the World Trade Organization or whatever, you know, go to an international court. But people in America are able to prove some of this stuff fairly handily. We're just going to have to really...
Sure. Just go back to your computer problems. What internet speed do you have?
Megabytes per second. I was sold 45 megabits per second download speed,
if you have more than 5, you can operate effectively. 5, 6, 7, 8. I have 18 here. But
fast. It was fast, but after a couple of weeks, it slowed way down. But the technician, when he got there, said they couldn't do more than 25 megabits per second.
I'll just tell you this. I've been through the myriad of this, but one thing I can tell you, that thing you mentioned there about the computer itself mistyping, that's a Trojan. You've got to get your computer completely cleaned out or get a different computer, because you've got Trojans on the computer that are nasty.
It's in the Joint Special Operations University blogs and information warfare manual where they can alter your stuff.
Just talking about your computer, cleaning up your computer with your problems. You've got to get somebody to do that. Or like you can get a very good cleaned up computer here that was originally £800 or £900, a Dell that's 4 years old, say for £150 from a good supplier in Croydon.
Let's you're talking $1,500, $1,600 in American money. You're talking...
No. You can get a reconditioned good computer here, a Dell that originally cost, say, £800 for £150, £200 in Britain, by the way.
So $300 to $500.
No. $150, about $250, maximum $300. But I've been through the myriad of sourcing all these things. I was in procurement for part of my life.
I think what you're missing the point on, though, if you're a targeted individual, they've got backdoors and all the chips. I mean, you've heard of Unit 8200 from Intel.
You'd want to be somebody of note. I don't think you and I are, but in RBN, it's a risk. But I have been directly attacked by the NSA, etc. We've got around it now. But I had access to a very good guy who was part of the deep state here in Britain, and he examined my computer and he was able to identify where it came from, etc.
Well, that's why I haven't done much. I haven't done much online. I mean, I had people beg me for several years to join Facebook, and because I'm running a local media outlet, I did eventually. But I heard all the shenanigans for MySpace, and the same stuff's going on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
They can target you on any platform.
I know that. I know. Okay, I'll talk to you sometime soon then, okay?
Sure, sure.
Okay, send me a concise email about commercial hemp, and or not commercial hemp, that's what I'm trying to get. Okay, we're going to a break, and we should be back shortly.
In to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming...
Hey, I'm coming back in with Moon River and Arca Bulk. But just to go back to a story there, this Broward County, which seems to be a sick part of Florida, with all the beating up children, etc. Mystery, two Broward County sheriff deputies have died since the Parkland, Florida shootings. And if there's anybody who spoke out from the police departments about what really happened there, they seem to have disappeared. And J.D. Hayes is writing this article, this is the police that wouldn't let medics go into the school where the shooting was and wouldn't intervene. A rising number of questions to surround the rather mysterious death of now two Broward County Sheriff's deputies in the weeks following the Valentine's Day mass murder at the Marjorie Stoneham Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. As noted by the Fellowship of the Minds blog, whoever they are, fine, the first deputy, Jason Fitzsimons, was found dead around April 1st after calling in sick to work. At 42, the blog noted, Fitzsimons in an excellent state of mind and health, and yet he was found dead on his sofa. On April 16, Sunshine State News columnist Nancy Smith, who wrote that conspiracy theories have always turned me off, nevertheless raised questions about Fitzsimons' untimely death. She writes, Deputy Fitzsimons, 42, described as an in excellent state of mind and health, called in sick sometimes April 1st, and then died. His obituary read, unexpectedly, apparently he was found dead and so okay. Smith wrote that she contacted the sheriff's office and was assured someone would get back to her, but no one did. An email posted to the Fellowship of the Mind blog writes, James F. Tracy from the Department of Public Affairs Division, most likely inquiring about Fitzsimons' employment there, contained this truculent response. Good morning, Deputy Fitzsimons. Worked for a BSO and his passing earlier this month. As I'm going on and on about out of raw reference things, just go back to the second guy who died. James Tracy, the site creator, wondered for the same as to as do I now come to the complete news blackout as regards the second death. That's what they're saying here. Now around another youngish Broward County deputy has died unexpectedly. The sheriff's office tweeted April 25th. It is with a heavy heart we announce the passing of Deputy Marshall Peterson, 28, a veteran of the Broward County's Sheriff's Office Department. Peterson, 53, died, 28-year veteran, he was actually 53, died at his residence. Thank you for your service, Deputy. Anyway, no, it's not as detailed as I thought it would be, that article, but weird things going on in Florida in police departments. That's just about every level. And this other one, we have to cover it as well. Cop kills unarmed dad in parking lot, crashes the funeral to use his dead finger to unlock his phone. How about that? More obscenity. And who's training the police officers in these training schools? The Israelis. Matt Agoris writing his article. And again, this is in Largo, Florida. Last month, the Free Thought Project reported on a story out of Florida in which police allegedly went to a funeral home to use the finger of a man they killed to unlock his phone. Now police are admitting to the act and claiming that they did nothing wrong despite releasing a damning video. The tragic incident began last month as Linus Phillips, 30, was approached by two Largo police officers at a gas station who alleged that the windows on his black Nissan sedan were too dark. The window tint on the car, the alleged reason for the stop, must have been legal, as the car Phillips was driving was a rental. As the Tampa Bay Times reported, the officer, Matthew Steiner, wasn't sure if he had probable cause to stop the car, so he followed the car into the Wawa at 2015 Missouri Avenue North. He approached Phillips and asked for the rental agreement. Steiner and the officer's apprentice, and officer apprentice Abels, claimed that they were talking to Phillips. They smelled marijuana coming from the inside his vehicle and attempted to detain him. Phillips responded by getting into the driver's seat of the vehicle. The Tampa Bay Times reported that Steiner found himself trapped halfway in the vehicle as Phillips put it in reverse and accelerated with the driver's side door open. Surveillance footage from the incident released last week and used to clear the officer of any wrongdoing. Again, clear of any wrongdoing. Does not appear to show the officers in harm's way, although police claim it does. It is also important to point out that the police originally claimed that this video did not exist. And on it goes, and it's quite a long article. This, as police reported, Steiner pulled out his gun and fired four shots at Phillips in what our police called self-defense. The officer fell back and the car continued to roll backwards, hitting another car before it stopped in between two gas pumps. Phillips was later taken to hospital where he was pronounced dead. At the time, the officer felt he was in peril for his own life and took action. Largo Police Lieutenant Randall Cheney said the news at a news conference stopped the action of a suspect at the time, and it may very well have saved people's lives in the parking lot of that night. What rubbish. However, the TFGP Police Department has reported numerous times police officers shooting into moving cars, often causing the driver's foot to stick onto the gas, sending it uncontrollably speeding away. The officers actually could have gotten people killed. What's more, Phillips, the guy who was shot dead, was not armed at the time of the confrontation, and while officers claimed they found a cocaine or marijuana in his car, they did not find any weapons or evidence that would indicate that Phillips was planning to harm others, which contradicts Cheney's statement. The family also claimed that police took Phillips' phone after they killed him and then visited the Sylvan Abbey funeral home and demanded access to Phillips' dead body so that they could use his finger to unlock the phone. Now, as this recent revelation confirms, police indeed crashed the funeral, used a dead man's finger to unlock his phone. Wow. So they are allowed to pull him out of a refrigerator and use the dead man's finger to get to his phone. It's disgusting, said Victoria Armstrong, Phillips' longtime girlfriend. Carly Rose, a professor of Stetson University College of Law, tells the Tampa Bay Times that the dead people can't assist their Fourth Amendment assert their Fourth Amendment rights protections because you can't own property when you're dead, but those rights could apply to whoever inherits the property. And that's neither here nor there. And this more carry on in police departments in Florida. Right. And again, people illegally in jail. Just finish up these police state carry on report. Thousands of people in only one state have been in jail for over a year and never proven guilty. This thing where you can be held in custody without charges. Jack Burns writing this article. Nearly 500,000 Americans are currently being held in jail where they are denied their constitutional right of a speedy trial. The problem has become so pervasive that many critics of the American judicial system are up in arms over the phenomenon. In Louisiana alone, there are over 2,000 people who have been languishing in jail for more than a year, all waiting for the chance to prove their innocence. The Louisiana Sheriff's Association was forced to clarify just how bad the problem is after its executive director, Mike Ranazza, overstated the number during a recent testimony on the issue. He clarified by breaking down the total number and noting that of those 2,181 people in jail awaiting trial, 1,500 have been held between 1 and 2 years without a trial. 448 have been held between 2 and 3 years without a trial. 141 have been held between 3 and 4 years without a trial, and 85 people have been held more than 4 years without a trial. Wow. Whoa. To many, the number may not seem that large, but to an inmate who has been innocent, having to sit in jail knowing he is innocent for a time more than a 4 years without a trial must be maddening. These people are people on low income who can't get legal representation. Worse still, it demonstrates the judicial system's willingness to allow someone to be punished before being proven guilty in the courts of law. And he goes on to give other references here, a lot of detail, but that is another entrapment part of the American law. It's full of entrapment. There's no law reform in America for hundreds of years. Law upon law upon law and corrupt police forces. But just to somebody else there, talking about this bill in Wisconsin about the CDC, who I'm never finished talking about, and there's one brief article here, Time to Expose MD, Managing Director Julie Gerberding, former CDC Director, for her role in the CDC vaccine fraud. And who have we got on this? Oh, Catherine Fromage is writing this article. Thankfully, it's short. Oh, she starts writing. This creature, Gerberding, was Woman of the Year Award. Oh, my God. The protest, which has a proper permit to occur, will gather across the street from the NYC Hilton on to show that Dr. Gerberding, the CDC, the media, and the public, that she is not deserving of such an honor due to the apparent fraudulent work she condoned while at the CDC by hiding and promoting false vaccine research. which the CDC epidemiologist whistleblower William Thompson, well, he's a famous whistleblower who told the truth, pointed out and informed her of a Gerberding, however, neutralized Thompson, the lead researcher on that project, and turned the project over to Dr. Frank Stefano, who apparently and obligingly promulgated the fraud further to Gerberding's apparent instructions and an absolutely planned agenda. It was Colleen Boyle, PhD, who reported directly to Gerberding, who apparently gave the orders to Thompson's team to discard the MMR data implicating the vaccine's involvement in autism in young black boys less than 3 years of age. Vaccinating children, again, scandalous. Speaking at the May the 3rd protest, including Dr. Brian Hooker, D. Vaughan Merker, former Merck sales rep, and others, the Vax documentary film crew will be on hand to film the event. That's Dr. Andrew Wakefield and people. But anyway, they're going into all sorts of side on issues. But CDC and their people, no end to the scandals. Scandal after scandal after scandal. Another thing we dealt with from time to time is the this left-wing snowflakes picking up Bernie Sanders' idea of a national wage for everybody. Yeah? Well, then you're really in a prison if you're on a national wage. They own you, the state own you. And it's the United Socialist States of America. Crazy Bernie wants to give everyone a government job. Well, coming up to the second article here on this, they had it in Finland and they scrapped it. So say everybody have a government job, right? Well, a job or a handout, which your grandfather's Democratic Party is dead and gone. That's for sure, as evidenced by its hard left turn away from ordinary, everyday Americans who make this country work. Latest evidence of this massive shift in political ideology is a serious legislator proposal by Senator Crazy Bernie Sanders, an independent from Vermont, who honeymooned with his wife back in the day in the workers' paradise known as the Soviet Union. Oh, I see. That's what they moved in then. Seems Bernie thinks everyone ought to have a government job and ought to make at least $15 an hour doing it. No word yet on how Bernie would pay for this boondoggle other than taxing the wealthy, who presumably will continue working at whatever it is they do rather than taking a Bernie-supplied government job. About Bernie's government job for all plan, he is not quite finished with it, the Hill notes, but we are assured that the proposed legislation is on the way. The senator is still in the early stages of crafting the plan, according to the Post, which would provide a job or required training for any American. Sanders' office has yet to release his details of the plan's funding. But previous large-scale projects proposed by the Vermont's progressive have involved ending tax breaks for the wealthiest Americans and large corporations as well. Anyway, he's promoting it. But anyway, just go to where it was actually tried out, which was in Finland. And Finland ends its experiment with universal basic income. And that's a pretty late article this last week, April 27th. Yeah. Daniel J. Mitchell writing this, he says, I'm conflicted. I've repeatedly expressed skepticism about the idea of governments providing basic income because I fear the work ethic will further erode if people automatically receive a substantial chunk of money. Moreover, I also fear that the basic income will lead to an ever-expanding burden of government spending, particularly once net beneficiaries figure out that they can vote themselves more money. Given these concerns, I should be happy about this report from the New York Times saying, for more than a year, Finland has been testing the proposition that the best way to lift economic fortunes may be the simplest, hand out money without rules or restrictions on how people use it. The experiment with so-called universal basic income has captured global attention. Now the experiment is ending. The Finnish government has opted not to continue financing it this year, a reflection of public discomfort with the idea of dispensing government largesse free of requirements, that is, recipients seek work. The Finnish government's decision to halt the experiment at the end of 2018 highlights the challenge to basic incomes very conception. Many people in Finland and in other lands chaff at the idea of handing out cash without requiring people to work. Finland's goal has been the modest and pragmatic. The government hoped that the basic income would send people into the job market to receive a week, to revive a weak economy. The basic income trial, which started at the beginning of 2017 and will continue until the end of this year, has given monthly stipends of $685, translated from euros, to a random sample of 2,000 employees. It was only a test run, age between 25 to 58. Recipients have been free to do as they wish. The Finnish government was keen to see the, what people would do under such circumstances. The data is expected to release next year, giving academics a chance that it will bring it to an end. It didn't work and didn't create anything whatsoever. And they're a very meticulous race of people. The Finnish people are a very organized society indeed. At least they haven't lost their brains like the Swedes and left in unbridled immigration. Okay, we're going to the break. We should be back in 3 or 4 minutes.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Okay. Okay. And we're coming back into the last break of the second hour. And one story I missed in the batch there about vaccinations and that kind of thing. Merck named in fraud, deceit, and negligence accusation regarding Gardasil safety problems. And Ethan Huff is writing this article, it's not too long. The family of a young girl who suffered extreme physical harm following her third dose of Merck Gardasil vaccine for human papillomavirus is suing the pharmaceutical giant for fraud, deceit, negligence, medical malpractice, medical battery, and knowingly selling a defective product primarily for profit. Correct. Before getting jabbed with Gardasil, the unnamed child was reportedly very healthy, energetic, and played multiple sports at her school, but she now suffers from a very serious central nervous system disorder known as postural orthostatic syndrome, and it's another third name there, or POTS, P-O-T-S, which is a disease abbreviation, which is characterized by a failure of her body to regulate unconscious or autonomic body functions such as breathing regularly, regulating her heartbeat and digestion. Shocking. Not long after this, the child was diagnosed with a second condition known as small fiber neuropathy, which is characterized by damage to the small unmelanated peripheral nerve fibers that exist in her skin, peripheral nerves and vital organs. In other words, she's now severely debilitated and in all. And it's all happened almost immediately after receiving the final dose of Gardasil. Observing their daughter's rapid decline following the jab, the young girl's parents put together a solid case with evidence showing that Merck failed to perform due diligence in showing that Gardasil is in any way safe and effective, both during and pre-approval, as well as after the vaccine was fast-tracked onto the market. Further, the company failed to present material and medical investigations that studied as required by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. You know who they are. Yet more news like this without being censored. In doing so, Merck defendants... upon approval by the FDA, the Gardasil vaccine defendants Merck commenced and engaged in a highly extensive and aggressive marketing practice which were designed primarily, if not solely, to increase the sales and profits from Gardasil. A complaint written by the family's attorney reads, in so doing, defendants Merck, in order to preclude any and all questions by consumers, patients and others, as to the effective safety and need for the administration of Gardasil vaccination, as well as the risks of serious adverse and reactions related thereto, intentionally, wrongly, deceitfully withheld and failed to provide and concealed from consumers, patients and other material facts and information with respect to its effectiveness. And more than 85,000 people have been injured or killed by Gardasil. That's just wonderful. Okay, we're going to the top of the hour break, and we should be back in a minute.
Media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you.
Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is